How's it going, Great Day Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And my guest on this installment of Great Day Nation is Adult Daycare Center operator and proprietor, Dale Pine. Dale, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And I just want to say that I am giving my condolences to you for the loss of one of your heroes, Kobe Bryant.
Thank you, Dale. I appreciate it. And actually, you wanted to come on to talk about something special that you are doing to commemorate Kobe Bryant. And that really touched me and made me a little emotional. But I would like to hear more about what you're planning on doing.
Well, it's very simple. At the Adult Daycare Center, we are going to make a mural celebrating the life of Kobe Bryant.
A mural? Oh, that's very nice. And have you had any artists commissioned? Do you have like a sketch or an outline of what you intend on doing for the mural?
Well, no one has been commissioned yet, but I did a doodle, a drawing of what I would like the mural to be, and I wanted to get your feedback.
All right, I'll take a look at it. Do you have it with you?
Yes, I do. Here it is.
All right. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, lots of purple and gold, Lakers colors. I like that. There's a picture of Kobe dunking on a woman and his, I guess you can say, crotch area is in her face. Who is this woman, Dale?
Well, you know, one of the things that I wanted to make note of was that Kobe Bryant was accused of assault.
Oh. All right. And what does that have to do with his NBA career?
Well, I mean, we're combining his NBA career with those accusations.
Okay, so is this woman supposed to be the accuser?
Yes, that's right.
So him dunking on her is like saying he defeated her. Is that what that's supposed to mean?
Yeah, exactly. So Kobe Bryant was accused by this white woman.
Well, I don't think her race has really anything to do with anything. Why does that matter?
Well, I mean, often you will find that white women will try to drag black men down.
Note that was Dale Pine that said that, not me. I don't subscribe to that notion. So, Dale, why is it that you put his crotch in her face? I mean, that's just really unnecessary.
Well, I mean, she made the accusation, and then when it came time for her to testify, she didn't want to testify. So he came out of it unscathed.
Well, I'm not sure if he came out of it unscathed if people are still talking about it, even in death. I'm not sure about that.
Well, you know, in my eyes, he came out smelling like a rose.
All right. Well, I don't know. I have some misgivings about this. It's not very respectful.
Well, I would think a Kobe Bryant fan would celebrate Kobe being victorious against a false accusation.
Well, I think there are other ways of celebrating Kobe Bryant's life. Let me keep looking at this mural. This is actually a pretty significant mural, and this is going to be outside of the adult daycare center.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. In the lower left-hand corner, there's like a bunch of smoke. What is that?
Well, that represents, if you look closer, you'll see wreckage and a bunch of flames surrounding a helicopter.
Now, you mean to tell me that this mural is celebrating the life of Kobe Bryant, but you're putting a depiction of a crashed helicopter engulfed by flames?
Well, it's, you know, we're celebrating the entire life of Kobe Bryant, and even though the ending was quite tragic, I think it's something that should be discussed.
Well, there's something I think mentally wrong with you.
What?
To put this flaming wreckage on a mural outside of an adult daycare center, what purpose does that advance? I don't understand you.
Well, we're trying to tell people to never forget. You know, any day can be your last. And that's an important message for an adult daycare center. We have a lot of older clients, and any day could be their last.
Okay, well, I mean, you want to uplift your clientele, and I don't know, them seeing a flaming helicopter wreckage, I don't think that's going to put them in the right mindset, but I mean, it's just my point of view.
Well, you know, you have a right to an opinion. You have the right to be wrong.
Okay, so let's keep looking at this. You know, I find it interesting that everything is negative so far. I mean, the assault accuser, flaming helicopter wreckage. Where are the NBA trophies? Where's the, you know, MVP trophy? Where are the rings? Where is the retired jersey? You know, what's going on here? This doesn't seem like a celebratory mural.
Well, I think that you're just very sensitive. I mean, you did cry like a woman.
Are we gonna go there?
Well, I mean, you did cry, didn't you?
I did cry, but I mean, like I said, I grew up not having many people to look up to, and I just find it somewhat disgusting that you're slamming the person that I admired so much growing up.
No one is slamming Kobe Bryant. He was a good man, and I think you should look at the four. Right-hand side.
Far right-hand side, okay. And this is supposed to be something that's positive, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so... Oh, my God. Okay. It's an open casket. But inside the casket is what looks to be Kobe Bryant, but who is this young woman on top of him in the casket?
Oh, well, it's his daughter who was in the copter with him.
Okay, that is really disturbing. And compounding on that, why is it that they are in the 69 position?
I didn't think of it in that way. I just thought that, you know, Kobe and his daughter would want to be buried together.
Yes, but certainly they had a very close connection. But why are they in the 69 position? You didn't answer that question.
Well, no one except you saw it that way.
No one except me saw it that way. Her mouth area is directly over his crotch area. So this is the second time in a mural that Kobe Bryant's crotch is over a female's face, and this time it happens to be his daughter. You know, if we weren't recording this, I would be cleaning your clock.
What?
Yeah, that's right. I would be cleaning your clock.
You did say clock, right?
Very cute. This is the worst mural I've ever seen. And I'm pretty sure you're going to hell. You know that?
Well, you know, we're going to finish the mural. And maybe we'll put you in the casket. And it's going to be you in a human centipede kind of setup.
Well, you go and do that, and you can go screw yourself, okay? So, thanks for nothing.
Whatever.
Hi, this is Shane, and I've been allowed by Chris Thomas to talk about how my Valentine's Day crush, Nyla Rose, became AEW Women's Champion. And I was just so happy that I was jumping up and down and clapping. It was a great, great day. Great day.
And Shane, just so we're clear, Nyla Rose is your Valentine's Day crush?
Yeah, she is.
And so what is it that you want to do?
Well, I'd like to take her to Sonic for Valentine's Day dinner.
Yeah, you'd like to take her to Sonic. Let me guess, you're going to get some corn dogs, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get corn dogs, and she can get whatever she wants. It's a celebration dinner.
And the corn dogs, what are you going to have as the sauce?
What?
Well, I mean, based on past experience, when you order Sonic corn dogs, you get what sauce?
Well, I love Sonic corn dogs with the ranch.
Okay, but you put the ranch on the tip of the corn dog.
What does this have to do with Nyla Rose?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if you're trying to appeal to Nyla Rose, I'm not sure if looking at someone eating a corn dog with ranch dressing on the tip is going to really get her juices flowing, so to speak. And also, just so we're both on the same page, you do realize Nyla Rose is transgender, correct?
You keep talking about that. What is transgender? What is it?
Okay, well, Nyla Rose was originally born a man, and now she identifies as a woman. and so your Valentine's crush was born a man. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't believe you.
You cannot believe me, but I mean the facts are the facts. If you look it up, Nyla Rose was born a man, and she identifies as a woman, and that's neither here nor there. You know, it's not none of my business. No judgment. That's fine. But I just want you to know that your crush was born a man.
Well, when I see Nyla Rose, I see Gigantor Milky Pillows.
You're talking about her chest area, right?
Yeah, those chichis. I could pretend that I'm a boxer punching those things.
Wow. Well, you know, with surgical procedures and estrogen, a man can get breasts.
Is that what you did?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you have breasts.
I don't have breasts, Shane, and I think that you should be a lot nicer to me since I'm babysitting you all these days after your mom has pretty much locked herself in her room at your place.
You aren't supposed to talk about that.
Well, Loli didn't want me to talk about it, but Loli, who is my next-door neighbor and Shane's mom, has pretty much been missing in action after Andrew Yang dropped out of the presidential race. She was a Yang ganger, Yang gangbanger.
What?
Yeah, she was a Yang ganger. She would, you know, go around town, like a lot of these Yang gangers, dressed up in a Panda Express uniform, just trying to intimidate people, saying, you know, hey, we're going to get a freedom dividend, $1,000 a month. Where's our $1,000? Give us $1,000. And they're all in their Panda Express uniforms trying to pressure people into giving them $1,000. And so Andrew made these pie-in-the-sky promises that they're going to get $1,000, and now they don't have anything. And so a lot of people, like your mom, Loli, are pretty much lost and SOL.
SOL? What's that mean?
Well, I'm trying to keep this a family show, so I won't say the full words, but it's not good. You know, your mom, Loli's in rough shape.
You know who's in rough shape?
Who?
The podcast guy who, you know, made a podcast crying into some tampons about Kobe Bryant.
Okay, Shane, I see how it is. I guess this is a running theme now, is that everyone's going to come on and make fun of me for being honest with my emotions and sharing that with the audience.
Well, I mean, if anyone has a female side, it's you.
All right, Shane, well, you can go to bed, no dinner tonight, no Sonic.
What?
Yeah, that's right, you're being punished.
I'm gonna tell my mom.
Well, yeah, you could tell her she's probably passed out after doing an 8-ball.
What's that?
Well, you'll learn in time. All righty, we'll be back in a moment.
If it's to make a try, this is mere feet.
And despite the rumors to the contrary, I'm very popular in the African American community. And I'm celebrating Black History Month right now by watching a marathon of Family Matters. Did you know Family Matters is responsible for desegregation? Martin Luther King, Carl Winslow, Urkel even. We need the Black community to come together and join me, Mayor Pete, to make America sexy again. Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. I like it. Hey, Grady Nation. Chris Thomas here. As we close this installment of Grady Nation, I just wanted to let you know that something interesting happened. Yes, Mother has refused to appear on Grady Nation. She says the show is somewhat foul-mouthed. But she did reach out and say she was affected by the installment where I discuss my feelings about Kobe Bryant. And I can't make any promises, but it sounds like she's potentially open to chatting on the podcast. So we'll see if it happens. And let's keep our fingers crossed. And I appreciate everyone who's stuck with the show, who keeps listening, and is spreading the word. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.